Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. When Proposition 30 passed in November, Governor Jerry Brown was given a funding source for schools that he had fought hard for. As the governor implements his vision for school funding, including changes in how school districts are funded and how those districts can spend the money, it means changes at the local level as well. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, commented on the new strategy, particularly allowing local officials to decide how to best spend funding for education.
Any given district is going to be given a total pot of money based on the mix of kids that they have. The higher concentration of disadvantaged kids that they have, the more resources they'll be given. But what's nice about the governor's strategy is that they leave it up to the schools to deploy those resources.
Eagles went on to add,
but what it does mean is it's not going to be formula driven from the state telling them exactly where they can spend it and where they can't. It's going to be driven on outcomes and whether kids are, as the governor says, career and college ready.
And Eagles went on to discuss the long-term strategy involved and applauded the governor's willingness to address issues that poorer and rural districts face when it comes to allocating school resources. A Eureka woman died in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Willits last night. 51-year-old Kelly McFarland was driving northbound at an undetermined rate of speed when she lost control of her pickup truck on a wet road surface. The vehicle left the roadway and collided with several trees, and McFarland, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died as a result of injuries she sustained. CHP officers from Garberville, Mendocino County deputies, volunteer firefighters from Little Lake, and an ambulance crew were dispatched to the scene. The investigation into the cause of the collision has begun, and impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact the CHP. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives were called out to a location about 2 miles east of Fort Bragg on Sunday after receiving a report that human remains had been found. Detectives confirmed the skeletal remains were human and immediately began the work of determining an identification. Detectives have reason to believe the remains are those of a person who voluntarily disappeared several months ago and are working leads to make a positive ID and to determine a cause of death. The sheriff's office issued a reminder today that for those seeking to have fun in the snow, it's best to make sure you do so on public land and not private. Landowners in Neyland have filed several complaints regarding trespassers on their property, a misdemeanor offense. If you wish to enjoy the snow, Horse Mountain in the Six Rivers National Forest is recommended. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. President Obama is expected to announce his plans for addressing gun violence in the nation at a press conference scheduled for tomorrow. The president has outlined several steps he thinks the nation can take immediately, and a congressional task force chaired by North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson has been soliciting public feedback and suggestions. The task force has recommended using existing laws as a place to start, as Congressman Thompson explains.
Everything is on the table, and I've said over and over, everybody needs to be at the table. I know a lot of people were offended with the comments made by the NRA spokesperson, but the truth of the matter is, some of the things he said were accurate. We need to do a better job prosecuting individuals that break the law.
Thompson went on to point out that it's not just firearms that deserve attention, but public health as well.
There's overwhelming support for more mental health services, and we all know this is true. There seems to be very, very strong support for background checks for anyone who purchases a firearm. The way the law is right now, there's huge holes in that.
The president is also expected to call for a review of school safety standards, mental health care, and federal background checks for each gun purchase. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.